happiness is not going to Disneyland. It's not getting a dopamine mix, a fix. It's when the Hoimer finds its Zuru. And in that time, maybe you're not getting dopamine fixes. Maybe you're not happy in the ways that you would be if you were eating sugar and having your brain lit up. The Hoimer is the material and the Zuru is the form of the material. So you have the wood, it could be, become a chair, it could become a table. If you're a chair, and then you become a table, so you won't have people sitting on you, and then your whole life will be a mess because you're not doing what you really need to be doing. People can be successful doing jobs outdoors, and then they can get promoted into an office job, better hours, and then become depressed because they're not getting the... That they can be happier, they got more time with the family, they've got more money, but the mice being in there in the office pushing pens does not fit their what they need to be doing with their lives. They're not meeting people that would be outside, and therefore can get depressed. Every Jew has two neshamas, the godly soul and the animal soul, and they're both fighting over for the actions which you do. Your animal soul is impulsive to do things that animals do, like procreate, eat, sleep. Whereas your animal soul, your godly soul, all it wants to do is do Torah and Mitzvahs. Godly soul is God, and therefore when it expresses itself through thoughts, actions, and speech with Mitzvahs, so therefore it's doing what it wants to do. It's the Ratzon of Hashem. It is God while it's doing that. It has one, it has a relationship in which it's looking for. So when that happens, so therefore, then the godly soul expresses itself. And for when you're not doing Torah and Mitzvahs, the godly soul is being abused because it's not allowed to express itself the way that it needs to. The animal soul, on the other hand, comes from a very high place. And therefore, it's coming from under the Kisei HaKavod. That the neshama, the godly soul comes from on top of the Kisei HaKavod, but the animal soul comes from under it. And therefore, it is interested in God and all these things. However, in its fall down here, it's forgetting where it is. And therefore, if you entice it and you educate it, so therefore, it will be happy doing Torah and Mitzvahs. However, the godly soul will never be happy when it's not. So therefore, the only way that you're not abusing yourself is if you're doing Torah and Mitzvahs. And if you are not doing Torah and Mitzvahs, so therefore, you are abusing yourself, and different people are in touch in different ways with the abuse that they're giving themselves. So if you have a secular Jew who is not doing Torah and Mitzvahs, and he hates religion, and he thinks religion is stupid, all these things, they tend to have tremendous hatred for these things. The biggest anti-Semites are the Jews themselves. If you look at the Israel question, there's Jewish groups of causes that are extremely anti-Israel. Now, the whole world all has an opinion on Israel, but the Jews are the worst in this, because even when they're completely against it, since their core being, if you go to the center of every Jew, he'll have his Nefesh Elokis there. And therefore, the more in touch that somebody is with themselves, therefore, the more they'll feel the anxiety in their life, being successful secularly but not doing Torah mitzvahs, because the nefesh of the kids is being abused. And since they are in touch with themselves and they are in touch with their feelings, they're in touch with who they are, so therefore they're also in touch with this anxiety of, I am completely unhappy even though I have done everything that society tells me to do to be happy, which is make money, you know, get a attractive wife, have power, have fame, have fortune. These things, you get them, but yet it doesn't help, because the Chaimer is not finding the Tzura. So the Jews who are completely anti, they can't have silence when it comes to their opinions on these things. They can't just live the secular life. They have to be, I hate religion, I hate all these things. And this has to come out in, because they're denying their core, but yet they still feel something Jewish. So therefore, the way to do that, you have to kill all the Jewishness that's in you. So therefore, you have to be the biggest anti-Semite. You hate Jews because you can never come to terms with yourself. And no matter how secular, and no matter how much you're moving away, you always feel something when it comes to religion, always feel something when it comes to Israel and Judaism. So therefore, we'll get the biggest anti-Semites. No matter what you do to move away, you'll always be looking for God, and you'll always be looking either to destroy us, because you can't come to terms with who you are. You come to terms with having a relationship with God. However, the tzurah of every Jew is to do Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, every Jew who's not doing Torah mitzvahs will always be detached from who he really is and who he really wants to be. And therefore, living any other life is just a sham. It's just an act. They'll never actually find their happiness, actually find their serenity in their existence. Like in Citizen Kane, where all he wanted was his childhood back and his sleigh. All the success and all the fruits of secular life that you're chasing, it's a distraction from what you really want. And the only time that you actually find yourself and find your serenity is by doing Torah mitzvahs.